For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Many Kentucky schools will welcome students next week for the first time in 5 months. In March, the coronavirus sent students home to finish the school year online. And while many are ready to return to the classroom, a recent uptick of COVID-19 cases among children is complicating school reopening plans. Lisa Autry brings us this report.
Mary Osborne and her daughter Lily are back to school shopping at TJ Maxx in Bowling Green. Lily is picking out leggings from the racks.
I don't know what'll look better. If the long
Well, you can't try them on because, you know, Corona's bad in the dressing room, but not at home. But you can return them. Makes no sense. Like
Lily is heading into her sophomore year at Greenwood High School. Her summer has included lots of family time on the lake, but she's more than ready to see her classmates.
I think it'll be a little different because of all the new rules that'll be going on and how we'll be doing, like, some days at school and then some online, but I'm ready to go back and get a little back into everything and being able to see everybody.
Lily's mother, Mary, says the family has lived their lives as normal as possible since the COVID-19 outbreak, and school should be no different.
We're already out in public. I think our family for sure has, we go shopping, we eat out, we visit with friends. And I just think if you're going to do all of those things, then you should be able to go back to school.
Governor Andy Beshear challenged many school districts' plans to return to traditional learning this month when he urged them to postpone in-person classes until the end of September. But several school systems in the state are moving forward with different plans, including the Bowling Green and Warren County school districts. Before Beshear's recommendation, those two school systems had given parents the option of sending their children to school or learning from home through a virtual academy. A majority of parents in both districts chose to send their kids back to the classroom. With that in mind, the leaders of those districts went searching for a compromise.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the revised 2021 school calendar and reopening plan as recommended.
The Warren County Board of Education this week approved a school reopening plan allowing students who wish to attend in person to be in the classroom 2 days a week while learning from home 3 days a week. A few parents urged the school board to allow in-person instruction 5 days a week, citing concerns about childcare and their students falling behind academically. Angie Petit said when the district went to non-traditional learning in March, her children suffered.
My two primary children are special needs. They have learning issues and developmental issues. And during the NTI, I noticed a lot of regression in my children.
With the state's positive test rate above 5% and more children testing positive for COVID-19, Interim Education Commissioner Kevin Brown has said he doesn't want to open schools and have them shut down again if students and staff become ill, something other states like Tennessee and Georgia are experiencing. At his Wednesday news briefing, Governor Beshear pointed out the number of new coronavirus cases in several counties that are planning to restart in-person learning next week.
30 in Warren, including 5 18-year-olds. Could be high school seniors, could be freshmen at WKU. 19 in Barron, including one high school age girl and one elementary school age boy. I hope the contact tracing is going on right now.
Warren County School Superintendent Rob Clayton said last week that local data suggests it's safe to reopen schools. But in a twist of irony, Bowling Green School Superintendent Gary Fields tested positive for COVID-19. And though he's asymptomatic, he's under quarantine at home until Sunday. Commissioner Brown recently said that districts reopening schools before the end of September could face a state shutdown. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.